Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, wankers and spankers, doms and subbies, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. With a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A, women?
Amen. Women.
I want to welcome you to the little love church of the Bonobo Way in the new village of Bonoboville. And this is our fourth show live from the new Bonoboville. You know, they say four's the charm. Or they don't really. But anyway, it's what it is. And no, we don't have guests yet. Although we do have our Bonobovillians, our inner sanctum, sanctorum choir. And here in the Church of the Bonobo Way. No congregation tonight, but we do have various pieces of music playing in and out of the choir's box. And that's Abe, by the way. He's my technical director.
Woo!
There he is!
Woo!
Abraham!
Woo!
Woohoo! And that's my piano that isn't playing now. And, of course, Yossi's sculpture of me that isn't opened yet. And Harry is over there taking pictures. And you can't see Bianca. No. And you can see my adorable assistants, the bubbly Blossom Green and sexy Shannon. Sweet. Oh, yeah. And we're a little mismatched in how we're dressed tonight. We didn't really coordinate things. Like last week was, you know, our bunny 420 Passover. Everybody wore bunny ears. We were very coordinated. You know, it now seems as though the Passover wine spilled all over my outfit because I'm covered in wine color. Wine. I love wine. What's a Jewish American princess's favorite wine? I want to go to Miami. Well, that's an old joke. When Miami was a desirable place to go. Now, of course, it's like climate change could be underwater. You know, it's not as desirable. Maybe Palm Beach, but I don't know. The police are a little hooker crazy over there. They're trying to bust, you know, perfectly consensual, happy hookers, really, and call them people that are being trafficked. That whole Orchid Asia spa was just a total scam on the part of police that would rather catch hookers than real criminals because, hey, it's easier and maybe more fun. But it's a terrible thing to do, and Sesta Fosta has encouraged it, and, well, that's why we've been talking against it. We're going to talk about a lot of other things. We don't have guests tonight, so we're very excited to be able to talk to you. That's right, you can talk to me, you can talk to Blossom, you can talk to Shannon, you can talk to Max, who abandoned the camera. Maybe Gideon will come up to the camera now. I don't know, but the camera has been abandoned. Okay, well, anyway, you can call us, and let's see, I got a new number, okay? It's 626-461-5950. That's 626-461-5950. And then our toll-free number, if you are in North America, you could call me. Don't be afraid. Just call me. Call us. And that number is 1-866-289-7068. Blossom, don't put on a jacket. Take off things. Right. Yeah. As I'm trying to entice people to call. All right. Thank you. You can put it around, I don't know, your elbows or something. I want to see those nice sparkly shoulders. Yeah. Woo! So, let's talk about what's on your mind, what's in your heart, and what's between your legs. That's right, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Masturbation Month is coming. Hope you like that part. Laugh. Right.
I do have someone...
That's a fake laugh. All right. Well, anyway, Masturbation Month really is coming. If you're tuned in live right now, May is Masturbation Month, and it has been so declared by my friends at Good Vibrations, as well as my dear friend, Dr. Betty Dodson, author of Sex for One, and that used to be Liberating Masturbation, which is where I learned how to have my first voluntary orgasm. You know? Woo-hoo! Well, we get some applause for that. Yeah, I'd had some involuntary orgasms, not during sex, riding a horse and doing a kip-up in gym class where you kind of go back, sort of like the plow position, and you go, poof! I can't do it anymore. But it gave me an orgasm. It like tenses up your pelvic muscles, and then you go boom, and I went, whoa, I like that exercise. But I couldn't necessarily repeat it all the time.
People would be
not gymnastically or orgasmically. But anyway, reading Betty Dodson's book gave me my first orgasm. I just learned where the vulva is, what the vulva is, and I learned what the clitoris is and what the labia is. Hey, we have a vulva puppet here to let us know. So, and also, Jesus is still with us. We're happy about that. Right? He's nestled nicely inside the vulva puppet. Jesus is in her now. Yes. And so, yeah, they declared May Masturbation Month because it was around the time that President Billy Clinton, who I defended during his impeachment, and I still think he did a lot less, oh my God, than somebody over there, Mr. Trumpadunce. Right. I mean, talk about who should be impeached. That's who should be impeached. Anyway, right now, okay, but the video camera didn't go to Trumpadunce. Maybe I should walk over there. So, yes, Trumpadunce should be impeached, and yet, Billy Clinton was impeached, and I defended him during that time. And yet, I really think, instead of firing his Surgeon General, and by the way, that's now a phrase for masturbation, firing the Surgeon General. Right. Okay. He fired Dr. Joycelyn Elders, a brilliant, beautiful, wonderful woman, for merely saying in some kind of forum that, yes, if in an educational setting, a sex educational setting, they were talking about safe sex, that masturbation should be taught. Not that the teachers are going to teach you how to play with your mushroom. No, they're just going to say, you know, among other forms of safe sex, like using condoms or phone sex, another form of safe sex that we really like. Lots of forms. But masturbation is a really good one. And it's as close as you. It's right with you, you know. You don't have to go nowhere. You don't have to get dressed up. You don't have to look good. You don't even have to say the right thing. You can be obnoxious. And there you are. You're enjoying yourself. So it's almost Masturbation Month. It's also almost DomCon. DomCon is coming. That's why...
We have someone that says they're calling now in to talk to you.
Okay, call in now.
And they say they love your outfit. We love your outfit. They are calling in right now.
All right.
I'm
call
sorry to interrupt
me, baby.
You, but all these people
call me.
Saying,
no, interrupt me.
That's exciting. They like my outfit.
Hard theme. Yeah, Max, your outfit, especially the
Did they say anything about my outfit?
No, it wasn't. It was
no?
We all have great outfits tonight.
Shit.
We really do.
They said, yes, man. I'm calling now. Will she speak to me?
You look like a kitty cat. And Ellie Mae here,
a
Shannon,
kitty cat.
Really is representing Texas as a cutie.
As a cutie.
So, you know, and you both look a little submissive, and I'm getting ready for DomCon. And I will be wearing Damask latex, so don't forget to go to Damask and get your latex. It's my third time wearing Damask. I'm very excited. We're going to go there, I think, next week to check out a new outfit. So, yeah, DomCon is coming.
And hopefully we'll have the new magazine.
And hopefully we'll have Spankin' Art, because yes, that is really perfect for DomCon.
Because
it is, but Amazon, Bezos Amazon, is a little slow. I'm not sure if they're going to publish it or not, because we do have a picture of Jeff Bezos as a penis.
If not, we're going to downtown L.A.
I just want to clarify that it's not his actual penis that we have. It's just a dildo. We like dildos. With his head on it. And it looks kind of perfect, but maybe it's disturbing.
Could be a problem.
Could be a problem. So, okay. I hear the phones ringing, and we could be taking a call. I mean, what is the protocol, speaking of which, when the call comes in? Do you have a phone over here? Okay. Okay, so we put... Okay, we will update us. A heavy accent. Oh, let's... We don't need his information. This is the show. This is not therapy. This is not private.
Yeah.
We can even give him a name. Like... Jack.
Okay, let's listen to the caller. Let's see if we can hear him and understand him, which is most important.
Just put him on.
Put him on.
Hello, Jack? I'm holding on.
Hold on. Hold on.
I'm also wearing
someone will be with you
gauntlets
in a moment
that look like 420.
He's on.
Oh, hello, Jack.
Hello.
Hi. Oh. What is your name?
Hi. Sunny.
Sunny. Okay, that's a good name. So, Sunny, welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show. Woohoo! We're happy to talk to you. Did you have a question or a comment?
He did say love and sex.
Yeah, I would like to know, I was quite impressed by your website and all your things in it. So I would like to learn more about sex.
You would like to learn more about sex. Well, good for you, Sonny, because people should, I mean, everybody should learn more about sex. So what is it you really want to learn?
Yeah, like how to impress a girl and how to have sex with her,
That's a good question. How to impress a girl. Mm-hmm. And, like a single girl. I guess you're a single guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Although you should always be impressing your wife if you're married. That's important, as Max knows. But as a single guy, You know, how do you impress a girl? Well, I have some ideas about that, but I have some girls here, or young women, really. So is there any, how are you impressed?
So hold on, Sonny, you're going to hear some.
You're going to hear some ways that
suggestions.
Young girls.
So Sonny, this is Blossom Green, and I want to say that something that really impresses me is genuine honesty and buying girl a drink and taking her out to dinner and not expecting anything after that, just doing it to genuinely spend time with someone. And, you know, don't ask for something. Let her give it to you.
All right. Genuine honesty. None of that fake honesty. Okay? And I know you're horny. We know that. And you can talk to us about it because, you know, this is a sex talk show. And but really, the woman doesn't tend to love it when you kind of go, want to have sex, you know, while you're on your first date. And I think you know that. You know that. And so, but it's more than that. It's taking a genuine interest in the woman, which is not easy to do if all you're thinking about is sex. It's the challenge. Can you meet that challenge? Sonny.
Yeah, sure, I can do my...
Your best. That's all you can do. There is no magic formula, really, except, you know, take a shower. You know. Of course, yeah. I mean, limousines help.
A limousine or a yacht would help. Okay.
Right.
I'm just teasing.
Yes.
Wealth, women are, I mean, women and men are all, everybody in this capitalist dog-eat-dog, human-eat-human society, you know, we kind of like money. We go after money. Do you have a lot of money or not much money?
not like... like not too much and not too less.
Got it. Okay.
Good. You're good.
Middle.
You're good.
That's good. All right. So, you know, that's all you need. So, Shannon, tell us how you're impressed by a guy with a middle amount of money.
Okay. Well, my main thing is I like to see if the guy is paying attention to what I'm saying and takes a genuine interest in what I'm interested in, even if that's not something he's normally interested in.
Gotcha.
You know, and I like it when you tell someone something and then a month later or 2 months later you bring it up again and they remember that and then they, like, talk about it further.
Right. Right. Paying attention.
Yes.
You know,
please
I
gotta
say, as a talk show host and a boss and a sex therapist, I like when guys pay attention to what I'm saying. I think we all do. And it's not easy because it's like you're getting outside of yourself and really taking that person in. It's a little scary, but it's important to try to do that. And if it really feels bad, you probably shouldn't be with this woman. If you're, like, bored and, you know, oh, I shouldn't look at my watch, I mean my phone or whatever you're looking at. You know, if that's how you feel, that she's really boring but she's really sexy, I don't know. I'm all for sex, but... when you have sex with someone that you really don't like, you're headed for trouble. Unless you're at an orgy, in which case it's fine. It's great. It's beautiful. You know, you can just go to orgies. And
another thing, don't focus too much on superficial. Like, don't just look at a girl and be like, oh, she's hot. I'm going to go for it. You just have to make sure that there's more there than just physical attraction. Because, I mean, there's a lot of hot people out there. But to be hot and have something that you guys both, like, have in common and a like-minded interest and mutual, like, feelings for each other, that's what's hot.
Okay, so you're middle of the road in terms of
the connection's what's hot.
Your money. How about your looks? How good-looking are you? What would, a scale of 1 to 10, what do you give yourself?
Maybe I'm like a 4 or 5.
A 4? Well, that, you're going to have to work a little harder.
Is that a nose problem? You have Sonny. A strange nose? Or... Yeah. Why
you know,
do you
look
call
at the glass
yourself
half
a 405?
Full. You should look at the glass half full, and that's half full.
Well, you know, this is someone being authentic.
There's someone for everybody, though.
And maybe you're a little self-deprecating. Yeah. I personally find a self-deprecating person to be appealing to some extent, as long as you're not like, I hate myself, you know. But
hot too, sometimes.
Right. One would hope you're maybe a 6. I don't know. But you say you're a 4. Anyway... So I hope you're looking for women who, you know, are kind of interested in you. That's another thing, is to go for women that give you the eye.
Where do you go to look for them?
The look of lust. Because it's not love yet, because you just met. So it would be kind of like that. Mm. And it might not be the woman that you automatically go to because of social media and regular media just constantly showing us Kardashians and whatnot. But it could be a woman that will make you feel good. And that's what we all need. Any other advice for Sunny?
Do you have any women in your life right now, Sunny?
No, I don't like. But the thing is that whenever I hook up a woman, like I can't like have sex. Like means like I have like I come out very fast. So
you come very fast.
Ah,
you need some sex therapy.
Yes.
And I would say you should, if you can't afford the sex therapy, go to masturbate. Go to my website, drsusanblockinstitute.com, little advertisement, and there's a section called premature ejaculation, because even though it's kind of like it's just early ejaculation, it's not necessarily premature, especially if you can do it again real quick. But, combat techniques. Combat, right. It's the only kind of combat I'm into is combating things that are interfering with your happiness. And if you're coming before you're going, then yeah, that's interfering with your happiness. So you can do the stop-start technique, and it is just what it sounds like, you know. And the squeeze technique, which is also what it sounds like. And I don't know how, you know, detailed I'm going to get on Facebook, and also Sunny, we just met. So you read that, and that is important, because that will give you more confidence for you to be able to master your inability to come. Inability to, make it last. Because women like to make it last. But I will say this. If a guy comes quick and then he just keeps going, we like it. You know, it's okay. Use your fingers, use your tongue. Don't be upset about your cum. And use a vibrator. And, do things, talk, enjoy, and don't just go, oh, I came, oh, sorry. You know, then, of course, we feel like, oh, God, you're a loser. And, you know, it's a lot of it is attitude. You got that, Sonny?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I trust you on that.
Yeah, but, what kind of sex, like, women like anal or, like...
Like anal. You see, this is your... This is one of your problems, hon. Okay, you're going, what do women like? Like anal? I think you're watching porn, right?
Yeah.
Do you watch porn? No answer.
Oh,
okay,
oh,
a lot of people watch porn. Some of my best friends are porn stars. I love porn and porn stars. But it's not a realistic look at sex, especially in terms of what women like.
Don't do that on the first date. Don't, on the first date, don't talk about anal at all. Don't
talk now, maybe you want to be all with a dominatrix or get an escort. Use some of your hard-earned cash for that sort of thing, although don't do it in Palm Beach. But at the Orchids of whatever, Asia Spa. Anyway,
Don't mention.
Yeah, you need to really study the Dr. Susan Block Institute website, possibly read The Bonobo Way, possibly save your pennies to call us. We've given you a lot of free advice. You need to take it. You need to not be so whiny, even though I'm wearing wine as a color. Okay? But I like you, Sonny, and I think you have potential.
Other than that, we do have Stir Biz Stifler.
Sonny is there.
I don't think
okay,
Sonny's
well,
still right
Sonny,
there.
Okay, well, Sonny, that's my
Sonny,
job.
Are you there?
Okay.
He
so
was gone,
now we can
we
take
more.
Your
we
calls, more. Whoever yeah. you are. We can help you, but we're not going to soft pedal. We're not.
He hasn't hung up. He's just on. He's just looking at you.
Yeah,
probably.
He doesn't know what to say, and that's okay. Sonny is sitting with this.
Looking
and
at
tell
you, beautiful.
You,
look
when
how beautiful.
You call us for therapy. I don't talk as fast, and
yes.
I let you talk more. And I really try to help you more as long as you want. But this is a show, and I'll try to help you. And, of course, you got Blossom, and you got Shannon, and they'll try to help you, and Max will try to help you. I mean, yes. You got, like, multiple helpers here. And so we're going to be a little more short and kind of...
You know, I go to the market every week.
I go to the market every week.
You do, and women just fall at your feet.
No, for 30... Well, that's when I go to the Pasadena Trader Joe.
Right.
And then they go...
I hear
the Trader Joe.
There he is. He's still walking.
Right.
He's a little old lady.
His wife never comes
no,
in with
but
him.
What I want to say is I see a lot of couples, okay, at the market, and there are some ugly ones, but they love each other because they see beauty with each other. So everybody has somebody that finds them beautiful.
Yeah.
So fear not.
I don't know about
fear
everybody.
Fear not. Fear not,
I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But it's a good idea to really try because you only live once as far as we know. So you want to, you know, try to find somebody. If you want to call this person your soulmate, okay. But it could just be someone you really like. And maybe you'll grow to love that person. Or maybe it's love at first sight. Like it kind of was with me and Max. Although he was married. And I had a boyfriend. So we had to be friends for like 6 years. So, you know, things get in the way of love. But you got to keep optimistic. Just like, you know, us anti-Trumpers got to be optimistic about the president, even though now he has a second life, I think, because Mueller, you know, I kind of have to agree with Bill Maher. I mean, he just blew it, you know, and I knew he would, and I kept saying he's an FBI guy appointed by Bush, and he didn't really want to give up the goods. Plus, Russia is no big deal. I mean, I think it's one of the best things about the presidents of the United States that he makes bromance with the president of Russia. You know, we should get along. We should not nuke each other. He has so many other faults, like siding with the KKK and the neo-Nazis and trying to kick all the immigrants out and just the way he treats women. And I could go on and on. And the worst is, of course, the tax cuts that only benefit the 1% or less than 1%. So, give us a call. We can talk about sex, love, life, relationships, and, of course, the longest-term relationship you will ever have is the one you have with yourself. Yes, I love myself. You know, there's something called Self-Love September. I thought it was about masturbation, but it's all about walking in the park and, I don't know, meditating.
All about walking in the park.
Masturbating.
No, not masturbating.
Now, by the way, meditating.
Sonny hung up.
Sonny finally hung up because I'm ignoring him now. Sonny, you know, or maybe he came. I don't know.
Or maybe he came.
He is a quick comer, right?
Yes.
He might have just come.
He was pleased to know.
So... let's see. So you could call. The number is 626-461. It's a new number. 5950 or 1-866-289-7068. And you can also submit, so to speak, since we're getting ready for DomCon, submit your questions or your commentary, if you have something you'd like to say.
Meow, meow.
To Facebook Live, where Blossom is blossoming and looking at everything you say. So, you know, she'll even interrupt me because I really don't have much of a theme tonight. Unlike last week when I did this whole elaborate Easter Jesus rising, Persephone rising, and, of course, Passover. Now, speaking of Passover, I want to say something serious, okay? Sorry, I know. I'm usually a cut-up, but and I will be in a minute. But last day of Passover, and today, a teenage white male supremacist opened fire in a Chabad synagogue in San Diego, just a little bit south of us. So it kind of feels close to home to me. I mean, and I'm sure to a lot of people. I know to a lot of people. It was all over Twitter. And he used an AR-15. This is apparently the mass murder weapon of choice. And it is also, of course, a weapon of war. It's, I mean, not that I'm pro-war, but I mean, we're taking the war, the wars into the streets. And yeah, this was the day after Trump reiterated his support for the very fine people in Charlottesville on the side of the KKK and the neo-Nazis, trying to clarify something or other, but really just supporting them. And then yesterday, a U.S. Army veteran with PTSD, not the sex disorder, probably had the sex disorder, post-Trump sex disorder. I have an article. You should read it. But there's also all the other kinds of stress disorders that you get from Trump and that you get from going to war. And Trump said he was going to pull us out of wars? No way. He loves his generals too much, and he's too afraid of all the warmongers, and so he stays. And yeah, this guy ran over some people that he thought were Muslims. I'm not even sure if they were. And then, of course, you know, just equal opportunity. There was, I mean, not equal, but kind of just horrors everywhere. The idea of this, I don't know, mass murder of 200, over 200 people in Sri Lanka is just mind-boggling. And they were at church on Easter Sunday. And it's happening everywhere to everyone. And yeah, it's mostly white supremacists, but it's all kinds of people that are shooting and killing. And thoughts and prayers don't cut it, obviously. I mean, I'm all into prayer. I did a lot of praying last week. But it's just for fun. Prayer is for you to feel good, right? No, what we need is a major cultural overhaul. And we need it for many reasons, not just to stop these mass murders, but because the 0.001% is getting out of control, just gaining more and more wealth as the poor just get poorer. And that's why we have Make America Eat Again on the hat that the banana's wearing.
He also spoke before the NRA and said that the United States was going to drop out of the UN arms control treaties. And he told the NRA that nobody, but nobody, tells America what to do.
Wow. Nobody. You know, the only good news about the NRA is that Wayne LaPierre and Ollie North are
Ollie
now
North,
fighting.
The criminal.
They're both fighting, and they're
Another
both
criminal.
Criminals. And yeah, they're the both gun-toting assholes. So maybe, I don't know. I'm not going to say I want them to kill each other. They should just pull out their Jesuses and go at it. Anyway, little penis fencing, like the bonobos do. So, yeah, what does all this mass murder have to do with sex? I just basically answered my own question. I mean, sometimes it's about being free to be bi or to be gay. Sometimes it's about just, you know, you're not gay and you just need to get laid. And so we need sex workers that can handle y'all because you're obviously got trouble with women. That's inspired by Ellie's outfit, Shannon, actually. But I keep thinking she's Ellie Mae and Little Abner. Anyway, some of these guys are incels, and they come out and say it, incel meaning involuntary celibate. I call them frustratos because they are so frustrated. They must scream their frustration to the community, to the commons, and kill people, spray bullets. How about spraying some semen? No, not all over the commons. No, no. Just all over yourself. Although, hey, you know, spraying semen at the church is a lot better than spraying bullets at the church. So if you do that, I will be there to support you not getting, you know, getting kind of probation or something. You know, I'll be your sex therapist. If you're really that fucked up and you want to take an AR-15 to a church and shoot a bunch of people and you just go and jack off in front of the church or mosque or synagogue, I think that's a lot better. I know it's not very nice, but it's better. You know, there's degrees of awfulness, And we're getting to the lowest degree of awfulness right now. And so, you know, it's appropriate that it is almost masturbation month. And all I can say is go ahead and start early, would you?
Early.
Yeah, I mean, shoot the gun between your legs.
Yes, the boom.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A women?
A women.
Because we women, we got the guns between our legs. That clitoris is a multi-nerve ending thing. And we got to do it. Guys and gals, everybody. Everybody. Just say, Lord or lady, I masturbate and I am not ashamed.
Amen.
A women. Right. I am not ashamed. Too much shame about something that is the most common and easy and convenient and eco-sexual and safe. Yes, Shannon, safe and just a natural thing to do. Bonobos do it, but not just bonobos. All kinds of animals do it.
Hey, I see that Bridget is watching. Maybe she could call in and give us some
no just
give
talk.
Us some advice about all of this.
Bridget, we need advice.
Why don't you
What
call
should we
us?
Do about all these mass murders?
Yes, the mass murders and the how do you get a woman and
yeah,
how do
get
you
a woman?
Do that? How does that happen?
Women are so mistrusting of men because, you know, you guys grab our pussy. You just elected a guy that says, I grab him by the pussy.
Send Bridget a number.
And then men don't trust women because men are afraid that women are going to accuse them of grabbing their pussy or accuse them of being a pussy. Huh? Oh, my God. Which turns some guys on, right? Pussy, pussy. Meow. Meow. Oh, my meower is busy.
Meow.
Oh, meow. Okay. Right. It's not bad to be a pussy, whether you're a guy or a girl or whatever else. Pussy is a good thing, okay? So if you want to be humiliated, that's okay. And I mean, it's a little tricky, I got to say. It's complicated. But pussy is not an insult. Now, pig, maybe. Yeah. It's the year of the pig, and these pigs are very cute. And they are having sex, and they look very happy. And they look like they're not going to hurt anybody. But, you know, I mean, that hogwash down in South Carolina, that's some toxic shit. And that's why I'm wearing these boots. I don't know what's going on here, but is toxic shit going to flow into the studio any second?
No.
I'm a little worried.
No.
It must be sort of unnerving to see me 3 seconds earlier, or is it 10 seconds earlier over there? Who's is this? Is this yours? I'm going to knock it over. All right, so I'm sitting with my girls now, and we're getting ready for Masturbation Month, as well as DomCon. Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to give us a call, you know, Sonny did it. He was brave. We love you, Sonny. I know we kind of gave you a little bit of a hard time. Blow Sonny a kiss. And, you know, you could call us, ask us a question, tell us a story, share a pleasure, or solve a problem. Although problems are always hard to solve. But you can address a problem and break it down. And the number is 626-461. I'm saying it slowly because I don't remember it. 5950, 626-461-5950. Or our toll-free number is 1-866-289-7068.
You were right on both, yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Great.
And I do have to say that someone said, my princess Susie, give me a hand job by your proper hand. I don't
give me a hand job. Is that an order, a request, a fantasy?
This hello. Hello.
This is what I use to represent spanking with emojis, but it's really just saying hello. Hello.
And Sonny, who, you know, he did hang up eventually, but he said thank you.
Well,
he said, right. Thank you.
You are a gentleman, Sonny.
Well, he's very nice.
Not quite a scholar.
Well, yes.
But, yeah, Sonny is one of the pioneers of calling the show in its new form. I used to have calls all the time on the show, by the way, as some of you remember from public access days. And, of course, when I was on HBO, and this hat, HBO gave me this very hat. This hat is over 20 years old. So, you know, what does that have to do with anything?
I want to let you know, anybody that calls, Sonny is the first, but you are a part of Bonoboville history as a caller on the
That's
show.
That's right.
So please call if you want to make the history books.
Bonoboville history. It's true. We archive all these shows. I know that might scare some of them. But it's true. You are a part of Bonoboville history, and you know, you don't have to give your real name, of course. You're kind of anonymous.
You don't even have to give your credit card information right now.
And you don't even have to give your credit card, right? Really quite amazing what the opportunity here is. But, you know, I know it's scary. And so, of course, if you want to call our private telephone sex therapy number, let's all kick up our boots, girls. Even though we're not wearing the same kind of outfit, we are all wearing boots. Woohoo! And mine,
these boots
I
were
was
made
really
for
thinking
talking.
About wading through the hogwash tonight in wearing these kind of big boots. And wading through all of, you know, the hate mail that came in from my interview for post-Trump sex disorder with Salon, which was really more like mockery mail. But it's kind of funny and kind of sad. Hurt people. Hurt people. Yeah, Jussie Smollett said that. Maybe other people have said that, but that's where I heard the phrase. And you know, whatever you think of him, it's a good, smart phrase. And so, you know, we've got a lot of hurt people right now. Just all over the place. And so I've put on my boots to try to stay clear of the blood. Although I'm sort of the color of blood right now, which means it won't stain.
Captain, someone did say nice equipment. I did want to let you know that we had a comment that someone they said nice equipment.
Nice equipment.
They said nice equipment.
Or did they mean my Hitachi magic wand?
I don't know.
By the way, I just want to say
this
Hitachi magic wand was given to me as a masturbation month present by my sweetie pie, my husband, my lover, my captain.
Give another hand job to
my
stiff.
Friend. I'll give a hand job to my Hitachi.
Yes.
And I love Hitachi. I mean, I'm not going to say, but he gave it to me so he could take mine.
He just said, I dream to be with you in your side, my Princess Susie. I think
who
like paradise. The guy who wanted the hand job earlier.
What's his name? Out him.
Stiff BZ Stifler.
Oh, Stiffer.
Stifler.
Yeah, Stiffer.
BZ Stifler.
I was watching him. I got his IP address.
Somehow I don't think I'm the only one.
I'm going to take care of him later.
Anyway,
okay, it's okay.
This is a great gift
don't
for a
scared,
husband
Stifler.
To give a wife or for anybody to give anybody, but don't That's give it to somebody name. On the first date, okay? Or even the second. Although Max gave one to me pretty quickly, actually. But not until we'd started having sex.
You know? I did?
You did, like, before we got married, I think you gave me. Not a Hitachi, but a Panasonic
Panabrader.
It was a back rubber.
It wasn't the second
it wasn't
date.
The second
no,
date.
No.
Of course not.
You were not that crass.
Yeah. No, I'm not
were,
that kind of guy.
You were very suave.
You're not that kind of guy, man.
You were. You were suave.
You were.
I waited 3 weeks.
I waited 3 weeks to give her the back massage.
Well, actually, you waited 6 years.
I did wait 6 years.
Right.
Aw. Whew. Woo, he's
not. Phew. I was like stiff.
A stiff, man. You were the stiff, beezy Stifler.
I was like stiffer.
You were like Stifler.
Going around.
Commenting, saying, can you just give me a hand job? Just kidding.
Okay, so it being almost masturbation month, And I've told the story, not of my first masturbation. I would say my first masturbation was probably in utero. I mean, my first memories at all when I was 2 years old or something like that are of touching myself for comfort, for... Everyone's giggling. This is even the Dr. Susan Sorry. Block Institute, where people are, you know, very educated. But it is a kind of a funny thing, masturbation. It is, and I understand that. But it was something that I did as a child, and I kept doing it. I even did it in public, for which I would be slapped lightly by my mother. Susie, take your hands out of your pants. Your hands are dirty, and it's clean down there. Now, that was a good thing to say. I didn't appreciate it at the time. But she was probably right. My hands were dirty, covered with peanut butter or kitty litter or something. And she said, and it's clean down there. She did say that. And so that gave me kind of a good feeling about down there, but still a kind of confused feeling. Like, when can I do this? Okay, maybe when I've washed my hands and... I'm all alone, and I sort of did that. Didn't know how to have an orgasm, though, until I read Dr. Betty Dodson's Liberating Masturbation, Now Sex for One. And that taught me, you know, how to do it. And I recommend you guys, you read these books. If you're not a reader, watch some videos. And not just porn, sex education videos. Nina Hartley has good ones. Annie Sprinkle, you know, our friends, I guess. And if you're lucky enough to have a female in your life, if you're into females, I mean, guys, you tend to know what to do with each other, which is good. And if you like being with each other, be with each other, guys. Be with each other. You know, shoot the gun between your legs at each other.
Shannon.
But, you know, girls... Watch your girl. Ask your girl, what do you like? Show me what you like. You look so beautiful when you touch yourself. It's a way to learn a lady's pleasure. And maybe we'll learn some other things tonight from my ladies. Who wants to start? Okay. First time you masturbated, I guess, or... First time you masturbated to orgasm, either one.
I have nothing to say. I've never masturbated before.
You've never masturbated,
no,
girl?
No, I haven't.
Okay, here.
We even talked about it. She said she looked at her vagina when she looked at...
It is. No, I was just kidding.
She's not going to
It's not even
you.
Plugged in, by the way.
Plugged in.
But seriously, I mean, some girls, and you are very young, you know, but I don't know. Talk into the microphone. This is serious. Like, okay. So, like...
As, you know, generic as it sounds, I do believe that being a late bloomer is a possibility. Like, you know, women don't find their sexual stride until their 30s a lot of the time.
Right.
I really haven't taken the time to, like... really figure out my body until I actually started working here and I started thinking, you know, outside of like more of the boxes, like what they teach you in school and like how people look at you when you say you masturbate. It's like something that's so like, oh, taboo with like a woman masturbating, and it's totally not, and it's something that's so healthy. I haven't figured it out completely yet. I'm a late bloomer, but you know, I think it's something that everyone should be comfortable about and be able to talk about because it's kinky, freaky, and fun.
All right. Interesting.
And you can't get STDs.
And you can't,
it's
clean.
And you can't, yeah, you're not going to catch anything from
it can't
yourself.
Get you pregnant.
Unless
it can't break up with
you do have peanut butter or kitty litter on your fingers.
Yes.
My mother said, make sure your hands are clean.
No peanut butter
clean
and kitty litter.
Down there. So, yeah, I mean, and it's true, we don't hit our stride until, who knows, I don't know if I've hit mine. But, but yeah. I mean, but let's just say if we don't do something, you know, it doesn't do itself. But, I mean, it's okay if you don't want to do it. And I'm not, you know, how can you make somebody play with themselves? Unless, of course, you work for the CIA and you are torturing prisoners at Gitmo or Abu Ghraib, in which case, yeah, they did make people masturbate. This is very wrong. And it was Bush's group that did this. Bush's group that did it with POWs. Anyway, I always throw politics in.
Is that like...
To
so
turn you off a little bit.
People were punishing people with orgasm? Like,
it's because it is very, very personal. And it is associated with shame. You know, I'm pretty open, you know. But, I mean, I have my inhibitions. And everyone, I think, has some inhibitions. I'm very pro-masturbation. And I guess I have been since I was 2, or maybe before.
But what about, so I've heard of something in the medical field where a girl was literally, she was orgasming like every 10 seconds, and it was almost like a seizure.
Lucky shit.
That's
like a problem. That is so rare, and that's like, oh, something, you know, clickbait. That's clickbait.
That's when masturbation goes wrong. Okay, don't masturbate.
No, actually that woman, and I think I know who you're talking about. She had to have a special situation at work where she could go to the ladies' room and masturbate because she would get very uncomfortable because she needed to come a lot. And it's a good thing she could masturbate. It's a good thing we all can masturbate because otherwise we'd be dependent on other humans to help us have a good time. And Lord and Lady knows other humans are wonderful. I love other humans a lot. We all love other humans, mostly, but not always. And sometimes, you know, they can be annoying. And so it's good to be able to do it yourself, even when you're with another human sometimes, you know. And certainly when you're with yourself, I mean, and you don't have another human around. And you shouldn't be running outside, you know, sort of trying to non-consensually mate in some way, which I'm sure Shannon is not doing. But also, I don't know. I just think it's an evolution of pleasure that we all need to experience. And some people don't. Some women never touch themselves, never have an orgasm. I don't know if there's guys that never touch themselves. Maybe I've heard that. I have heard that.
There's guys that don't touch themselves.
They say
but
that.
All guys get touched by their penis.
Well, yeah, especially
isn't
when it
right,
slaps
guys?
You in the tummy when it's hard. It's really hard. You see, with a woman, it's hidden. And we can ignore it a lot more easily than guys can. Guys have it slapping them practically in the
ours
face.
Ours is like a baseball game.
Yeah.
There's the bat and two balls, and we're whacking them around all the time.
Yeah.
And girls don't really get blue balls like guys do.
Ah, blue balls, right. That's another
big
problem.
Well, not usually.
Give them that excuse. Come on, don't say that. That's
Well, that girl that needed to do it every once in a while. I mean, men are not from Mars and women are not from Venus. We're far more alike than we're different. And women can get frustrated. I know we can. And masturbation is a great release for a lot of women. A lot of women. And we have women that call the Institute for help with masturbating because they need, you know, what Dr. Betty Dodson gave me, a little instruction. What should I do to make it feel good and not, like, boring and tedious and shameful and weird? You know, or one of those. You know, I mean, sometimes people are shamed. And sometimes they also just think, you know, I'm better than that. Better? I don't know. Better than bonobos? Bonobos masturbate. Anyway, all right. So
do you think people could be afraid to do so because they feel like they're not creative enough?
They feel like they're not creative. You know, you really don't have to be creative to masturbate. You basically get your fingers wet. You know, with saliva is certainly a good thing. I also like coconut oil, but don't use that with condoms, okay? No, it's not latex friendly. I also like all kinds of lube. There's actually a lube that's really good. you AR-15 lovers, you ammosexuals. It's called gun oil. It's good. It's good silicone lube. And maybe it'll satisfy you to use gun oil lube and you won't shoot up a church or a mosque or a synagogue. And so use it, you know, and it's good. Yes.
Sonny has a question.
Oh, okay.
He says, in my opinion, grown-up girls and women should never wear any panties or underpants and long skirts.
Oh, I see.
What do you think?
In my genitalia.
Excuse me. Can I get some advice?
In his opinion, women should not wear panties,
right,
but they should wear long skirts?
No, they should not wear long skirts.
They should not wear long skirts either.
I think he's a leg man of some sort.
I think he's a pussy man.
A pussy man, too.
Because you don't want nobody wearing panties, even.
Yeah,
I mean, all right. I mean, that's your fantasy. And I guess that's I'm not against going pantyless, although I do like my panty collection.
Well, Sonny, I feel like that's why maybe you're having trouble with women, because you have too high of expectations. Like, if you go out with a woman and she's not wearing some super sexy outfit, you shouldn't be like, okay, next.
Oh, it's either too high expectations or not high enough skirts.
And also, I do have to quote something from Juicy Jenny.
Juicy Jenny,
when she said, "Remember,
rarely wears underwear,"
and she rarely wears underwear, and she said that she found out how to squirt like that because she was at she was wandering around the land, and then she
wandering.
Found a tribal woman that literally took her to her room and stuck two fingers up her. And then now she squirts like that.
She is a good squirter, that Juicy Jenny. I've made her squirt.
And some tribal Indian waterfall. Like, that shows you. It's like being in touch with yourself. That's she said she never came before that. And then after that woman that she found did that, she comes like a holy waterfall.
Everybody has different
Sonny, by the way,
sex life experiences.
Sonny just said that it's actually okay.
But no panties.
To wear pants and to wear long skirts.
Oh, thank you.
I guess it's just don't wear panties.
But take it to the bedroom.
Well, you know, it sounds like he would like a porn star, because porn stars generally don't wear panties.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it's going commando. I don't know. I mean, because I have a little bit of pubic hair on my mound of Venus. I shave around the lips, but I do have some pubic hair. And so, you know, you can easily get it caught in your pants zipper inconveniently, Sonny.
Or, Sonny, find a girl that wears nothing but spandex.
Because I think Sonny is...
You can't wear underwear with spandex, it's true.
Sonny, keep in mind, Sonny thinks of himself as a four. And yet, there are women who are fours also who don't wear underwear, because they can't find any small enough. No, that was a bad joke. Bad. Okay.
I know.
I hit myself for that. Right across the cheekbone.
You naughty
but,
kitty.
Anyway, yeah, Sonny will do okay if he keeps calling this show and learns how to talk to women. Don't be talking to them about their
panties.
Don't
talk to them like this.
Or non-panties. Or like say, are you wearing panties? On the first date or second or third. I mean, kissing, maybe if she really comes close to you and gives you that look and moistens her lips. Kissing is great. We love kissing. And that gets our panties wet, or if we're not wearing panties, it just runs down our whole leg, you know? If we like you and we're kissing you, and then it opens up. Things open up. I wonder how old Sonny is. I kind of think, because he said he was middle in terms of his money, that he's middle in terms of his age.
Sonny, despite your money, how old are you?
And then he's a four, below middle.
Yes.
So I would say Sonny is like probably younger than me, but older than them. And...
I do have a question.
Lost in a fantasy world. I think Sonny is, you know, he says he wants to date women. I'm not sure that he really does. I think
We also have someone that said the easy stifler said my penis was cooked of masturbation when I was 13 years old.
He definitely doesn't want
to. Sonny is 48 years old.
48. There you go.
How do I know? See?
Sonny.
It just came to me.
Sonny. How I love you. How I love you.
Have you ever had a serious relationship at all? Like, what's the longest running relationship you've had?
Good question, Sonny. Have you been
Let's
married?
Let's work from there.
Were you disappointed? Or have you always just found women a little bit mysterious? What's the story? Have you ever been in a relationship? I think this is the Sonny show.
Are you a virgin, Sonny?
I'm commenting right now.
Oh, no, he's not, because he's...
Okay. Mm. All right. So if you're not Sonny and you want to give us a call, our number is 626, and that's 461-5950 or 1-866-289-7068. Get ready for DomCon. Watch the video. Woohoo! And also another video gives you a Masturbation Month history lesson. And they're both at YouTube/Dr. Susan Block. How about that? Easy. So easy. And I want to give a shout out to Danielle Watts and Chef Be Live. Hello, two of my favorite people. Here's Danielle. Yes.
Sonny said always alone.
Always alone. And Danielle and Be Live are in a love match, really. They've been married a few years. And they're always learning, and they're, you know, they don't disapprove of porn. In fact, in a past life, there's Be Live with no hair, and there's Gypsy who gave me my bracelet.
Your hairdresser's watching too.
Hi, Mark. See, my hair is a little too long, and also if you look up my, I need highlighting, right? Yeah, so for DomCon, right, but it's not bad, you know, I have a lot of hair. Okay, so Danielle and Be Live, they're always learning about sex, and they went to see a film about Dr. Ruth, who was my great foremother, you could say, in sex education. And, you know, we have our differences, but...
How did you meet?
I met her actually at she gave a lecture, and she gave an endorsement to the Ten Commandments of Pleasure. Wow. I don't know her well at all, but I like her.
Yeah.
I don't agree with her about everything. She seems to be very monogamy oriented, just not into the orgies that I enjoy. And I don't think she likes porn too much. And I do like porn. I just don't watch it very much. But I do appreciate that it exists. And yes, it's not a good form of sex education, but it's better than nothing. So, Dr. Ruth, hats off to you.
Woo-woo!
I actually have another hat. I'm going to try another hat. Woo! I'm like Groundhog. I'm Groundhog Day. Let's see. Do I have this hat
and
done?
Also I'm porn has changed a lot in the last like 10 years.
Oh my! Oh, but I also have wine, the color of my outfit.
Porn used to be realistic, and now it's unrealistic.
Everyone's like super fit and like have amazing, perfect.
Now,
body.
See, I disagree. I think porn now there's so many niches that. There's all kinds of things for all kinds of people.
A lot of it's amateur, so anyone can.
Yeah, anyone, contribute. Anyone. I can't find my other hat, so Bella will do. So you know, porn. There's a lot of variety. It makes people feel better about their fetishes, you know, and yet it does give you a skewed view of regular sex. Now, I would like to say 75% of porn viewers are men, which is a big majority, but 25% are women, or something like that. Maybe there's a few that identify as, you know, both genders or not no gender. But let's just say even if 20% are women, that's a lot of women watching porn. And I don't see anything wrong with it. I just think you have to have perspective. And our society should have good sex education, which it does not. One of the highest levels of porn watching takes place in the great state of Utah.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Those Mormons enjoy their porn. Oh, yeah. And, you know, the thing is, when you're kind of repressed, you're more likely to want it. Or maybe the Mormon fathers are asking the sister wives to watch it so they're in the mood when it's their turn. I don't know. But I just know that they seem to register high in these statistics.
Do you know what genre of porn they watch?
I am not that knowledgeable.
Stifler said he's been trying to call and he can't reach us.
Because his hand is on his dick.
That's probably why.
And it needs to be on the phone. That's why. Stifler. Stifler. Isn't that the guy in American Pie? That's the guy who has sex with somebody's mother.
Yes.
Yeah. And, yeah. I mean, a lot of guys have MILF fetishes. And that's where the word MILF came from, maybe. Stifler. No wonder you like me. All right. I'm your MILF baby. The mom next door. All right. Well, anyway, just call the number, Stifler. Or don't. You know what? Don't call it. Don't bother. Just keep posting comments. That's fine, too.
Who's trying to call?
I think I'm going to take off these big boots.
Stifler. You have to use a phone, not your dick, to call?
Right. Right.
And
no, some of them think you can call on Facebook.
You have
no.
to call on your phone.
No. I should have done that slower. I took off my boots. They got, you know,
that's sweaty.
A little oppressive. And now I have burgundy feet.
Burgundy feet. Yummy.
And I have these other shoes. All right. So yeah. look at those clever feet.
Oh, look at those little monkey toes. Yeah. Bonobo toes. Bonobo toes. Sorry about that.
Preference. Now, these are not my favorite thing, which is platforms, but
they're sexy.
They are kind of sexy because they have this very...
Look how they slide
pointy
on.
Pointy toe.
Woo! Meow wow.
Meow wow.
Meow wow.
So, let's talk more about masturbation, girls. Let's see. What? So I guess you're very different. So Blossom, when was the first time you masturbated? Did you answer that question? Or is it when you've been here? Is that it? You didn't masturbate before you were here?
I will say that the first time I ever, like, even did anything like that, I was young. I think it was... I used to always be able to, like, pretend to be sick and not have to go to school. Just... you know, just do a little
right.
cough. Do a little...
Playing
do a,
hooky.
Play a little hooky. It was like a little cough. And then I was just like, it was just natural. And I've even had someone tell me that, someone said to me that women should know or meant to like masturbate before the men, because like when you go back to like the hunters and gatherers, the men were out like hunting, right? And the women were, that's what they said, that they would be at home learning how to play with themselves. And I don't know, that's something that I kind of would ask, like, want to know your opinion on that statement, because I didn't really know what to say.
Well, I think that in general, back then and now, for women, masturbation is a learning experience. For men, it's kind of a, oh my God, here I am, playing with it, and suddenly I'm coming. And so, yeah, women do need to learn very often. Not always. Some women, it comes naturally, and they just do it. And some men have to learn. Or certainly a lot of men have to learn to do it with a sense of control and confidence and happiness. And that happiness goes for after climax. A lot of men are happy, 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 happy. And then Mr. Happy, you know, squirts his jizz. And then, oh, they're unhappy. And there is a lowering of hormones that happens. So there is a level of rest. I mean, basically, that's a time to rest, which is a problem if your girl hasn't come or your guy. It's terrible when guys turn that period of rest after orgasm into a period of self-loathing, which happens to some guys, both in and out of a relationship. And I try to help you with that, guys. I don't know if that happens with girls so much. I think when we come, we're like, yeah, I did it. Now I can go to sleep. All right, I'm happy. Or I'm going to keep going, you know, depending on what's going on. You know, women are much more flexible. Some of us come through our nipples, right? Like Coco Gorilla, or she likes nipples. Yes, Coco.
It was probably like fourth grade, but the first when I, you know, like I said, I was like playing sick. I was just bored watching TV, and I.
Oh, there you go.
That was like fourth. It was around.
Or you liked watching TV. You liked some soap opera guy.
It was. You know, it might have been. I'm like, who knows? I can't.
Wow.
Even,
okay.
I can't even remember what was on the TV, but something was like.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Anyways, I just.
All right. Did you come or did you just kind of do
it?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Usually, when we first start, we don't actually come.
I actually think I was watching like a Stifler movie, like American Pie, where they were like, it was like a peanut butter joke, and I was just like.
And then there's the women that do it the old-fashioned way, sitting on the washing machine. Max knows about
it. Yeah, it was like a washing thing. It was just
that was the 1950s.
When washing machines would make
you used to go downstairs. All the mothers used to go downstairs.
Yes.
And they'd put the clothes in the machine and get right up there. You want to ask me how I started?
Sure. I know the story, but it's a great story.
Well, it's
so
a story that
it.
A lot of people
don't know. Yeah, a lot of people don't know.
I was a young kid. I just moved to America, and I was on a street corner with my friends, and this guy started to tell me that if you touch your penis long enough, something shoots out of it.
Something. We don't know what it is.
We didn't know what that was, but it shoots out. So I went home. I went home that night, and I tried that, and I started playing with the thing, and, you know, and sure enough, boom. The thing was, I was in the attic. I grew up, my parents were never around, so I grew up with a sort of a Anna and Miguel.
Right.
Who took care of the house. And they lived upstairs, and I had three rooms in my house, and one of them was upstairs. And so this stuff, so, you know, so I couldn't stop. This was great. I had never felt anything like this. But I didn't know what to do with the stuff.
The stuff, yeah.
So I started taking my notebook paper, you know, and I would have that. And then I would crumple it up and throw it out the window from the third floor.
Right. That's a good...
Yeah. So
it's very polluting, you know.
Yeah.
That's it.
After a while, Maria called me over.
Massimo.
Massimo. She said, you know those papers... that you're throwing out the window. There's a lot of them.
They're cluttering the garden.
Better that you use like toilet paper or something, and then you put it in the thing.
Trash can.
And I was so humiliated.
Well, you should have been.
But
why
I learned.
Couldn't you think of that?
I learned that I should go to the bathroom and do all of this.
Right.
The bathroom.
A lot of boys do it in the bathroom.
That's how I learned. But then I was wondering, can everybody hear me flush the toilet every 3 minutes? Anyway, that's my
that was great.
My masturbation story.
Woo! Great story. Every time I hear it, every year of our marriage, around masturbation month, I hear it, and it's great. It's always a great story. You know, a great story never gets old. Just like a great song, it's just how it is.
Did all you guys watching this? Did you like my story?
Did you like the story? That was what?
That was rough.
Rough.
But then they also said now washing machines are stable.
Now washing machines. Who said that?
Don Pascal.
Oh, Don. Hey.
Hi, Don.
Polly Bye. Woohoo.
Polly Bye.
Polly Bye. Give us a call, Polly Bye.
Polly Boy. Polly Bye, by the way, is a very cool guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's homeless.
Aww. Yeah.
So he broadcasts from the streets.
Yeah.
Out in the valley. And
he's
and he
an
watches.
Important part of our Bonoboville community.
He's been
part of Bonoboville history
for years and years.
Stifler said he's on fire right now. I'm on fire. That's what Stifler said.
I'm on fire.
He's on fire. Hi, Don. After that.
Come on, baby, light
we
my
love you.
Fire. Don, we love you. I think we've loved Don since a millennium ago.
Oh, so somebody else says
1990s.
Hands in the butter and pack on the Kleenex.
Hands in the butter.
Hand on the butler. Wait. Hands on the butler.
At least he's not using liver. Right?
That's in prison you do that.
Or okay. American pie.
You go to the kitchen, you get some liver, man. And it's like, wow.
You know, it's okay to have a sense of humor about masturbating and make jokes. But it's good for you. And as George Carlin said, if God had intended us not to masturbate, he would have made our arms shorter. We don't have T-Rex arms. And maybe God is a goddess. But still, our arms are perfectly positioned. Our hands are positioned for optimal enjoyment of ourselves.
Anybody
it's
a
true
piece
of all the great
paper?
Apes. Other animals do masturbate, but it's not so easy. I know Betsy the dog does not... Yep, okay. Another one with the kick now that I'm... Woo! Oh, I've got a shoe in my face, I think. Okay. No, that's okay.
And right now you have a fire under your ass.
A fire under my ass? It's just red. Oh, there's a fire under
right underneath
ass.
You.
Oh, that's cool.
Baby, you're on fire.
Well, Stifler must like it. He said he was on fire. All right. So, we're booting, getting ready for DomCon, the land of boots. And we're going to give the bonobo way of femdom power and pleasure. Femdoms of the wild. That's right. The bonobos are very female empowered. And the guys are happy. So they got some insight that we need to learn. I think that's true. But I've been called kooky by Fox TV. And you can read all about that on my website now. I finally have a blog up. And it's called Post-Trump Sex Disorders with the S in parentheses, because there are many different kinds of sex disorders that are just inspired, you could say, or you could say afflicted by the presidents here. And, I mean, some of them are kind of funny, I guess, like the couple that disagrees and he wants to have sex while she just wants to watch, you know, somebody talk about the Mueller report. And then you've got these really tragic cases like the woman whose husband was deported after 30 years and talk about the loneliness of the half-empty bed. That's your fault. That's you. And I know it's not totally him. It is a lot of our leaders that have had these really inhumane, you could say, policies. And yet, he is so blatant about it and so extreme, and the way he supports the neo-Nazis and all those people just kind of rubs your face in it. But ultimately, that's not as bad as the policies themselves. The policies themselves, like, of course, all those women that were busted in Florida, you know, they think everything's cool. I'm at Mar-a-Lago. But no, they're just running a massage parlor, and they get busted. And I don't, you know, they're Trump supporters. I'm not in favor of them particularly. And they are Trump supporters, but because of Sesta Fosta, which pretty much conflates sex trafficking and consensual professional sex, consensual sex work, well, we've got women getting busted. We've got, you know, Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots. I got no love lost on this billionaire. But it's ridiculous to arrest this old man for getting a hand job or whatever he was getting. His wife died a few years ago. He's lonely. Why shouldn't he get a hand job? He's your friend.
He's your friend, man. Don't get cock blocked.
Well, that's why he's got the dunce cap on. Because he's not just bad for his enemies, he's bad for his friends. It's really bad to be his friend. You get ruined in one way or another. That's right. That's why we keep you under gag order with a penis pacifier. Make America eat again. People are starving, and he wants more tax cuts, and he's just rolling, saying the Mueller report exonerated him, which it didn't really, but, you know, it wasn't the slam dunk it needed to be. And yet that's what it was. It was
He clearly says that I give you the information to at some point prosecute this man.
He does say that. And I don't know if
unlike
the
Democrats Republicans are saying, that everything is good. What you see is a bunch of thievery.
Yeah.
That's what you see, a bunch of thievery and just
raping
America.
You know, they do things, like for instance how the House and the Senate both passed a resolution or whatever it is to stop aiding the war in Yemen. I mean, this is such a good thing to stop aiding these Saudis. But of course, Trump loves the Saudis. Really, everyone's talking about how he loves the Russians? I don't know. They didn't even build his friggin' hotel. But the Saudis, oh, you love those Saudis, don't you? Yes, and they're naked under their white robes. I know they are, because I know some. Anyway, some of them are. Anyway, they don't wear underwear. I think Sonny might be interested in that. They do not wear underwear under those robes. And they're bombing and killing and starving all these Yemeni kids. And what does Trump do? He puts his veto on it. And they could do something about that. I think there's a counter veto. But it requires so much strength, and they just don't have it. It's like they can't get it up again. It's like they're that guy that comes early. Okay, we did this. We did this. We showed America we want to end the war in Yemen. But he stopped us. And now here we are. Stopped. Fuck that. Sorry. Oh.
Hashtag fuck that.
Can I say that? Anyway, you know, have some, grow some of these. And get out there and you know, get him on things that he's really harming people.
Sonny
for.
Said, I like that, what you just said. He said, I like that, what you said.
I love you, Sonny.
Yes, Sonny.
Sonny, how I love you, how I love you. My dear old Sonny. Does anyone else know the words to that?
You are my sunny shine.
Okay, so you should stand up because you look
come
really
on,
cute.
Come over here.
Okay, come all on right. up here. And look at this.
All
this
right,
is
Sonny.
Like the Beverly Hillbillies.
Sonny, look
come
deeper.
To Bonoboville.
Look deeper than.
Okay, well, you guys can entertain me because I am in burgundy.
You have 5 hard minutes.
Okay,
5
do the
hard
kick.
Minutes.
Don't kick me.
5 hard okay. minutes.
You are my sunny shine, my only sunny shine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunny shine away.
Get ready for DomCon.
Woo!
Let's hear it for the Commedia Erotica sisters.
You have 5 minutes.
All right, now we have to practice hoka hoka.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, we can do it with our butts. All right, we're going to be doing this at DomCon. You have to touch, girls. Come on. Okay, this is okay on Facebook. This is not masturbating. This is just touching butts together. Okay. Kind of twerking.
I call it the bunny.
But the idea is I have... Who... What does it matter? Okay, here we go. Hoka, 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 hoka. Okay, now this is something that the bonobo females do to create female solidarity. And sure, you can have house parties and Me Too movements, but hoka, hoka, it really gets you close. And then they help each other. Like if a bonobo boy is so outrageous as to try to attack a bonobo girl, her girlfriends will jump on him and he will learn his lesson. That's right, not any day. No, no. Bonobos understand that this is, you know, a female decision. Unless you're gonna just do it with another boy or masturbate. And then that's fine. And we are getting ready for Masturbation Month. Of course, you could be watching this not live, and it's already Masturbation Month. So what are you waiting for? Get it together. Do you need a hand? Maybe privately, we can help. We have, erotic hypnosis, guided masturbation. We talk about spanking, wanking,
hand?
BDSM, orgies, or just why your wife won't have sex with you. Or why you can't get a date. Or why you like girls with no panties. And, you need to talk about that. So our number is 213-291-9497. And, here's my chorus of Can-Can Girls in the background. And that's where you can talk to us privately. And celebrate, masturbate. Don't be ashamed. And join us at DomCon. We will be there May 11th, 1 o'clock, actually. How much time do I have?
You have out of minutes.
One minute. So make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
I love you.
To talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question or play out a fantasy or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
That buzz. That's the motor bunny.